Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Kingdom Mutual Group's Discovery Conference. And one of the sessions that we sat in on was entitled Preparing for Marketing Success in a post-COVID-19 World. And that was presented by Joe Sullivan from Market Insights. And in this particular clip, Joe talks all about technology, but he focuses, I mean, they can go many, many directions with technology, obviously. But in this particular clip, he focused on video technology and voice technology and how prevalent and what a priority they are in today's marketing world, especially for credit unions. So check it out.
So let's talk a little bit about technology. And, you know, we could go off into bots and biometrics and all these things. I want to spend our time on video and voice. And I think that's the most important place to start. You know, technology at its core has done amazing things. But the biggest thing that it does is it removes friction from the customer journey. And so your members are going to use technology to the extent that they can do something better and faster and easier and solve a problem, or they can look at their finances at a snapshot in one glance on one screen. Technology has been disrupting our lives forever. If you think about even going back to the late 1930s when the first drive-thru happened, or the late 1960s when the first ATM happens, all of us are a resilient people. And we keep navigating change. We keep absorbing these new technologies. We assimilate them into our life, and we're going to continue to do so. So I want to talk a little bit about voice here, because we're moving into a voice-based economy. We're moving into the era of conversational commerce. 66 million of us have a smart speaker at home. That's up 40% from the end of 2019, by the way. And words like Siri and Alexa and Erica are part of our normal vocabulary. But consider these trends: that one third of the 3.5 billion Google searches performed every day right now on Google are done via voice. So I want to give you some other trends here, some statistics, and I'm going to forget them, so I'm going to share these. It's an estimated that 30% of all website sessions will be conducted without a screen. Half of all search queries will be voice-based within 5 years. Half of all banking interactions will be done via voice in the next 5 years. And obviously, with the growth in smart speakers and digital assistants, we're doing more with voice. So let's put in a demographic component here. Think of boomers right now, that 10,000 of them turn 65 every day. Some of them maybe can no longer drive. Some of them may have vision problems. You investing in voice and making sure that your members can find you on a Google search, can open up an account, can transfer money, can engage with their banker, all via voice, is going to make you more relevant in their life and make you more relevant to a variety of different demographic cohorts. So I cannot overstate at all here what is going on. So I'm not going to get into how voice and how it affects your SEO strategy, and we'll leave that for another consultant perhaps. But I want you to just to think of this. I'm going to tell you a story instead. According to Salesforce, 69% of U.S. consumers prefer to use a chatbot when engaging with a brand because it's easier and they can get something quicker. So along comes TD Bank, and I want to share the story of TD Bank because they launched their chatbot in 2017. They'd had Clary, the chatbot, prior to the pandemic, but them, like every other business, got deluged with calls to their call center about, you know, are your branches open? How do I do the mobile app? I've never done it. I don't know how to do this. And now I've got to use your mobile app and I don't know how, or whatever. They found during the period of April to October of 2020 that using chatbots, whether AI-driven or human-monitored, that they were able to deflect 1.7 million customer problems that needed to be solved using a chatbot. They solved them faster and quicker. They got the customer able to whatever information they needed, they had done, and then their customer contact staff could be managed and handled for the more complex problems that had to be solved.
Thank you very much, Joe, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference here on CU Broadcast. Thank you.